Matt Hunter here. Thank you, first of all, to you guys. I wanted to say a personal thank you to you, Ellie, Robert Pilot, all you guys filling in. I was down, obviously, with the passing of my father. I finally was able to get down to South Carolina and visit with my mom and spend some time with her, and I very much appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
And thank you very much to Chad here at the station who he was basically encouraging me to take the time. So that's always nice to work for a boss that's like that. Mm-hmm. But back from there, holy cow, I cannot believe how much snow has melted.
Yeah, I mean, you got back at just the right time. It's just getting better and better each day now.
This is scary, actually. To go away on Wednesday. Now, reminder, Wednesday morning, before the rain started, that's when I left. Mm-hmm. And so we had, I'm going to guess, 3 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
To see it, this is 6 days. I've been gone for 6 days. I haven't even gone a week. And it's melting. I can't comprehend how much water must be pouring into the creeks and rivers at this point.
Yeah, I heard that 41, the street that I live off of, is going to be flooded in the next few days.
Oh, that's nice. That's to give you a little heads up there. Sounds like a good chunk of the Dakotas and Nebraska are still underwater. A lot of areas here. I mean, I saw the with the rain showers that came through, I was like a lot of people. I saw a lot of stuff posted on social media that was, you know, telling me that things were getting bad. But I know people. Well, it's nice. It's warm. It's getting warmer. I enjoy that too, especially after what was a weird winter weather. Reminder: it didn't get cold. It didn't get cold until mid January, and then all of a sudden it got cold, and then it started snowing, and we got March is snowing in February. And that's kind of the mess we're in right now. And now all of a sudden we can't get below freezing again. So it's going to melt all this stuff. It'll be nice to get rid of it all before the Final Four. Although the way things go around here, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a snowstorm around that time.
Yeah.
You know, the way things have been going. So, it's good to be back here. I will say as well, I did not get to a fish fry this Friday. I know I'm disappointing the listeners. I know. Well, here's the problem. I'm in South Carolina. Fish fries on the coast are not exactly a new thing, okay? You know, do you have a fish fry? It's like, why would you need a specialized fish fry? You can just go any restaurant any day of the week.
They don't have Catholics down there?
They do, but then they do the Catholic, the other kind of, you know, Lenten meal you can have, which is the, you know, sparse, quiet, like just a simple broth with some bread. That's uh-huh. what they do. Which, by the way, glad I'm celebrating Lent here in Minnesota because of this. I did go out for fish though on Friday, a place called Fish Camp over in Port Arthur. Port Arthur, South Carolina. Just fantastic. You know, the halibut was delicious. They don't do fish fries because they have them all the time. I guess it'd be like, you know, wild rice feasts, you know, down there. You know, they come up here. It's like, well, yeah, we got wild rice. You want to go buy some wild rice? I can go get it. It's right there in the store. You know, it's nothing big special. I'm also, by the way, like, I'm going to guess 90% of the state trying to get through this coughing, you know, illness. Have you guys had this yet?
I haven't, no.
Well, guess what? I've got a gift to share. It's a souvenir.
Thank you.
No, it's – but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
You've had enough of your friends coughing and hacking like crazy for a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, man. It's been 1 week. I'm finally getting over it. But thanks to my friend the Cough Drop – I'm going to be able to hopefully get through today. I was on the plane, especially the plane leaving Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I was flying in a hospital, man. Because everyone was coughing.
Those are the worst places to be.
But since I was coughing,
a bunch of coughers.
Well, I was coughing, so I didn't feel that bad because, you know, but there were a few people who were like, you know, scared to death, hunkered over. It is a pleasure to get down there to South Carolina. I got to tell you, if you don't know where I went, this is Beaufort, South Carolina. It is on the southern coast of South Carolina. It's near Hilton Head, but it's not Hilton Head. Hilton Head's its own beast. Hilton Head, and then, of course, Savannah, Georgia's a little bit further down the coast. This is a deep water channel that has been used for centuries by various cultures. As a matter of fact, the amount of history in this region, if you're a history nut, is insane. They on Paris Island is right by there. That's the military, Corps training facility. On Paris Island's golf course, one of the holes, they found the original Spanish fort, which I believe was the capital of the original Spanish province out there in the entire southeastern United States.
Oh, wow.
And so they found that. The French and the Spanish were fighting over the territory. The British came on in. There was a pretty decent-sized battle in the Revolutionary War right outside of Beaufort that the U.S. won, the colonies won at that point. It's kind of an interesting battle. The colonies, the patriots here were starting to withdraw from the battlefield when they noticed the British were withdrawing too. So we decided to stay, and henceforth we won. I mean, they were both kind of quitting, but hey, they're leaving too. Let's stay. We win. Go team, go. It does bring up one of the more interesting facts. There are two British soldiers buried in one of the churches in Beaufort, which are the only two British soldiers buried outside of Britain. It's their recognized British graves. And they were on a battery, an artillery battery out on with this battle that took place. And they shot and killed some guy who was a beloved, you know, companion of all these Americans. So they basically opened up fire on that one battery and killed everyone in it. Two of the guys are buried in a church in South Carolina. So, of course, there's a lot of Civil War history. But do you know what my favorite part of Beaufort is?
What's your favorite part?
I looked. I saw one Confederate flag. You know what flag you do see? The South Carolina flag. Mm-hmm. The blue with the palm tree and the crescent. It's not a moon. It's actually it's a throat protector. It has to do with one of the early defenders of South Carolina, and it was something that you had on your uniform to prevent a guy with a sword from cutting your head off. And that is what that is. If you look at it, a lot of people think it's a moon. It's not. It is that piece of armament that guy had, and it's been part of the flag or since. It's this beautiful blue flag. I mean, as a matter of fact, South Carolina's flag is actually one of the prettier flags you can find. And you go down there, and don't get me wrong, you go in some parts of South Carolina, and it is, you know, Confederateville. But when you're down there on that coastal area, I don't know if it's because of the Great Skedaddle, which you have to read about this. That's the actual term, the Great Skedaddle. Is that when the Civil War started, whereas Fort Sumter fell to the south, the Union troops landed in force in Beaufort and occupied the town the entire military, the entire Civil War. And they used it for hospitals and stuff like that. And then when the locals got wind that the Union forces were coming in there, they all ran away. They skedaddled. And Robert Smalls, the African-American slave who stole a ship and became a Civil War hero for the Union, he's from Beaufort. And so you have this great history there. But it's because I think that they didn't that town really never was in the Civil War. It's part of it. The fact that as well, there's – I mentioned Paris Island. There are so many retired Marines there that and – trust me, Marines do not salute any flag outside of the U.S. flag. They do not. They are not. They don't have any tolerance for the Confederate flag. They don't. And you see that. There's two flags they fly. They fly the U.S. flag and then they fly the Marine Corps flag.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of Marine Corps flags down there. But they don't. Now, I don't think I could live down there. I would highly, highly, highly recommend vacationing in that area if you can, because it isn't as overrun as Hilton Head. It has possibly the greatest beach I've ever been on, called Hunting Island. Just a magnificent stretch of sand with palm trees and everything, and it's not very busy, which is just magnificent. Great water, too. Some fun swimming. So it has one of the greatest beaches on the planet, Hunting Island. They filmed some of Forrest Gump. The Vietnam scenes in Forrest Gump were filmed on Hunting Island.
Oh, wow.
You got the Gullah food, which is the local regional low country cuisine, which is phenomenal. The people are friendly. The character, I mean, it just drips character and charm of the South. And there are so many historical things you can go visit. I posted a picture of a Spanish-American War artillery battery that is on St. Helena Island, only a little bit away, which is great. You don't see too much of that stuff as it is out there. It's around in a little place or like this, but it's amazing. It really is. And if you get the chance to go on out there, I highly encourage you to be able to do that. There we go. Coffin. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Like I said, get a chance if you get to go to Buford. It's not easy to get to necessarily, but boy, God, you'll love it. And very enjoyable. And try the Hush Puppies. They're good. They are. I had fried green tomatoes. And of course, the one thing I'll pick a bit of a bone with the South Carolina guys. You know pimento cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. That's down there because pimento is the state tree there. Those are pimento trees. They love it. They put it on everything and go, okay, whoa, all right. You know, it's a little too Wisconsin for me, okay? I don't need my stir fry with cheese in it, okay? You can pull back the reins there, you know, on that stuff. Outside of that, though, magnificent. So, thanks, guys, once again for filling in for me. 952-946-6205. A lot to get to when I do return, including one of the stupidest people I've ever – this is just plain stupid. I'm going to get to this in a second. And then more stupid with the Minnesota Republican Party. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
Hey, this is Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and all-around swell fellow, says me, from BradBlog.com. Join me and Desi Doyen weeknights on AM 950 at 7 p.m. for the Bradcast. 1 hour of interviews, analysis, news, and snark that you need but won't get from the corporate media. Join me for the Bradcast Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I will say this about this: the trip down to South Carolina. It is kind of one of those, you know, I ran into that wall that if you've lost a parent, you run into because you say to them, oh, yeah, no, you know, you want to try to say, oh, you know, stay with it, you know, it will get better, give it time, that sort of thing. But is there anything more naive, contrived, or relatively insincere as to try to tell a parent who's been with their spouse for decades and decades and decades, oh, yeah, just give it some time. You can't. So all I could do is – I mean there was a real surreal element to it that reminded me of – because I'm the youngest of seven. And so my last few years of high school, it was just me with my parents in the house. And there were times where I felt as if it was like when my dad would go on a business trip and just my mom and I would be at home. And that's kind of what it felt like. We did regular things living in South Carolina. You know, went to the store, went to here, ran errands. I helped her in the yard, that sort of thing. I did constantly feel like every time I turned around, I'd see my dad. And that was hard. But all you can do is be there. And what one of the things I kept thinking about was how many people have been just wonderful to me as I've gone through this and losing my father, and it helped greatly. And I wanted to say thank you very much. It's one of those things where there is no easy answer, there is no path, there is no closure, there is nothing like that. It's just not gonna. It's not feasible to expect that to actually happen. And likewise for my mother. I mean, my goodness, my mother is going to. It's going to take. You know, she's never going to recover from this. It's understandable. All I can do is be there and help her any way I can. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Shall we get into some other things? Like maybe one of the dumbest things I've actually seen in a while. City Page has had this one. When right-wing activist Jacob Wall and Laura Loomer came to Minneapolis to film their new scary documentary about Ilhan Omar, they did everything in their power to showcase the city as a threatening place full of locked doors and insidious nature. They also reported a supposed death threat against Wall. The threat went something like this. I hope you blank know that if I bump into you in Dinkytown or anywhere else in my city, I'm going to shoot you and blank on your blank bodies, said the Twitter message from one Drake Holmes. The Holmes account featured a smiling man in a suit claiming he was a diversity coordinator in Minneapolis and that he hated racist, homophobes, and bigots. We now know that Drake Holmes is not a real person, not just because his handle, Drake Holmes 612, misspelled his own name. But not only because several journalists have reported that Wall crafted the account himself and therefore may have written and sent the death threat to himself. We know this because the real man in the photo that was the ID of this account has outed Wall. His name is actually Aaron Delgado. He's a home mortgage specialist in Minneapolis. The photo was swiped off his Instagram account. He told reporter Ben Collins last week that he only became aware that he'd unwittingly become the face of Drake Holmes after a client called him. "My face was making national news for all the wrong reasons," he said. "He doesn't follow politics. He had no idea who Wall was," and he said to Collins, "he doesn't even have cable." He also told Collins he was wondering if he would need an attorney. Well, he's got one, too, in fact, including on Friday, California-like lawyer Michael Avenatti is now in this case, who used to represent Trump mistress Stormy Daniels, tweeted that he would pursue all available criminal and civil claims against Jacob Wall. "It is time that he face the consequences for his outrageous conduct," Avenatti said, "and I intend on ensuring that he does." Avenatti didn't respond to interview requests, and Delgado declined comment. He did say he's also hired Justin Brunchen, B-R-U-N-T-J-E-N, a Minneapolis attorney who says he can't reveal much about the case yet, just that we're going to do everything in our power to hold Jacob Wall and those responsible accountable. He says Wall will not immediately respond to interview requests. I imagine not, and the reason why is because if it's known that this was his account, there is nothing he can say. He's screwed. I just can't comprehend, how are you this dumb? Seriously, how are you this dumb that you say to yourself, I'm just going to find some... Do you think that Instagram is not real people? Do you think that you can just pull someone's... Even if it was no one locally, which, once again, by the way, how dumb were you just to take even someone from Minneapolis? I mean, it was clear that eventually it was going to come back to you. We've kind of getting back that they were that it was you were using their image when the local news is covering it. But even if you use someone internationally, eventually it would come back to you and haunt you because they would have figured it out. It's beyond stupid, and it's just one of the latest things that that's happened. That is just it's amazing how far conservatives have fallen in this country at this point. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I will also remind people of something that, Hunter, you can fill me in. Has anything happened with Cal Bar?
Cal Bar? No, not that I know.
Cal Bar, the whitest candy bar you can get. that's pasty. Cal Bar, if I remember correctly, it was interesting. I talked to someone. If there's ever you need proof that even good media outlets are skewed to the right, is all you have to do is look at the Cal Bar story. And once again, in case you missed it, a few weeks back we started talking about a Minnesota House Republican who had a gun kook rally in the Capitol Rotunda called for violence against the Democrats who are writing the common sense gun legislation. He said he wanted to throw them to the curb, stomp on them, and run them over a few times. When he got called out on this, he lied twice. He said he didn't say anything violent. He wasn't encouraging violence in his comments, which, of course, is just bull. Throw them to the curb, stomp on them, run them over a few times. That seems kind of violent. But as well, he said, I was talking about the bills themselves when, if you go back and listen to the audio tape, he clearly was talking about the people writing the bills. Now, he should be thrown out of the Minnesota House. I don't know why the Democrats have allowed him to not only make this threat, but to lie about it and not actually offer a formal apology, especially to the Democrats who he openly threatened in the Capitol Rotunda. But it does once again highlight the nature of it. Ilhan Omar said she would not take a loyalty pledge to Israel. That's what she said. Now, conservative groups screamed because loyalty pledges in the past have been used in a racist way, that she was saying racist comments when she wasn't. But even the legit news organizations in this town and in this state, even the legit ones were like, Ilhan Omar being called anti-Semitic, will Democrats condemn her? It was all being fueled by the conservatives. And it only went away when conservatives realized that the hate speech against Ilhan Omar is far more vile than anything that they are insisting Ilhan Omar said. And then there's the Steve King issue, who is a massive jackass. And they didn't want to talk about that, so all of a sudden that story disappeared. Cal Barr, a sitting House Republican, called for violence. This is not debatable. This is not up for interpretation. This is not, you know, loony lib Matt off on his tangents. No, he called for violence against sitting Democrats in the House, in the Capitol Rotunda. He made this plea to gun kooks. And then he lied about it. And the media, this, they're not talking, so I guess there's no story. It has gotten obscene. And what it is, I think part of it, it is just the nature of it. I mean, I'm not going to be able to change this world. I'm not. I mean, I can tell you right now, and we can go back to the story in the attorney general's race. There are too many media and news outlets that if it comes from me or this radio station, that they immediately will not, they refuse to cover it. They refuse. They will outright refuse to cover it because they just presume it's damaged goods. And so henceforth, they won't even evaluate the story to see if it actually has merit. They'll just say, oh, that's from the liberal talk station. We're not going to cover it. The reality is that we should have a news media. I'm not asking you to take my word for it. For God's sakes, no. I'm not a journalist. But if there's something that is clearly, if a Democrat had called for violence in the Capitol Rotunda against Kurt Dowd and the Republican leadership, holy God, this state would have imploded. There would be, all the media outlets in this town would be putting microphones in every Democrat's facing. Should he resign? Should he be condemned? Should he resign? Should he be condemned? But because they are so, it's Stockholm syndrome. It's Pavlovian's dog. They are so geared now to not cover things from a progressive or liberal point of view, not because they're trying to put a narrative out there, but just because it's a story that it's basically the conservatives have done something wrong. You know, they considering they're so terrified of being labeled progressive or liberal or any of that stuff, they outright refuse to cover stuff like this. They outright refuse. And that's just a travesty. You should not give a pass to a sitting Republican who called for violence against the opposition party. You should not be giving them a pass. You should not be giving them, you know, the ability to say, well, hopefully he doesn't say it again. And God forbid, and I will hold this on every stinking one of your heads, God forbid one of those gun kooks decides to take a shot at a Democratic lawmaker. Because you know what? You're partially responsible. The fact that you didn't condemn this when you should have, the fact that you did not pursue this story as you should have, is a travesty. You should all check in your journalism cards because you suck at journalism. If your narrative is always going to be, we can't report on that because the Republicans will call us progressives and liberals, so let's just avoid that story. When you go into news like that, you are going with an agenda. You are going with a bias. And I can't change you. I can't. And I guarantee you there's plenty of journalists who are listening to me right now saying, oh, he's just a sour grapes liberal. No. Do your damn job. Go tell me. You tell me if I'm telling the truth. Condemn me if I'm wrong. The reality is you have no intent on doing that. It's just easier for you to just say, oh, that's just from those liberal guys, and not actually do the job. when we had a man call up to this radio station and say to us that the Republican Attorney General candidate for the state of Minnesota was a chronic bully, that was newsworthy. But I know specifically multiple news outlets went out of their way to not cover this because he called this station first. Not because it wasn't newsworthy, but because they were too scared of what the Republicans would say if they did cover the news. That's where we're at right now. So if I'm the chorus of one, I'm the chorus of one. Cal Barr, you suck. You should resign. You should be thrown out of the Minnesota House. You are a disgusting creature, and you did threaten violence against the Democrats, and you should be held accountable. Because if I shut up, well, then we truly do have a broken system. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It sounds like we've had some interesting legislation in the last few days here in Minnesota. We'll talk about that when we return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for more than 25 years. My company has been awarded more than 5 national awards for craftsmanship. You won't find somebody who loves their job more than me. I've devoted my life to my family, my craft, my business, and to the people who trust me with their projects. And I'm happier for doing it. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com to learn more.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. Let me tell you about the best parts of buying a vehicle with Rudy Luther. First, their staff is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another is the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Mo's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Mo's by visiting www.mohstax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Mo's Tax Service.
Victor's? Nice. Victor's 1959 Cafe is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Yum-bo. I think that's the official term, by the way. If you haven't had Cuban food, I highly encourage you to go try it out, especially their breakfast. Their breakfasts are really good. It's 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. Victor's 1959 Cafe, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Steve. Thanks for holding.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
Next time you go visit your mom, get the Low Country Boil.
Oh, yeah? No, I've done the Low Country Boil.
Oh, my God.
It's the food. Anyway, the food down there is amazing because it's seafood, it's low country, and then it's southern, and they all kind of merge together into this magnificent, delicious. Oh my! And then I will also say this: this was one of the best parts, Steve, of going down there. When you go someplace and all the produce is fresh, because it's South Carolina, they can grow everything down there. And so,
Oh man,
that was just brilliant. So thank you. I'll get Low Country Boil. Listen to what he says. He's right on that one.
Okay, the other thing is like way off topic. In her infinite wisdom, Baroness Betsy DeVos came up with a plan to eliminate cheating on college exams and such, is to cut the amount you can borrow to go to college in half. Therefore, the rich kids don't have to compete with anybody else.
Ah, is that for real? That's what she suggested?
I don't know if it was her, but it definitely came from her office.
Wow.
That they, because like right now, the most I believe that a student on his own or her own can borrow is $57,000 total. And they want to cut that to $26,500 and then cut what the parents can borrow to $12,500 a year, which is no way you're going to USC on that.
And how exactly does that stop the bribing of college officials on the admissions?
Well, they wouldn't have to anymore.
Oh, I see. It would. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the phone call. You know, that's stupid. But it also falls right in line with what the conservatives really want to do with higher education. They don't want everyone. They want to take us back to a time when most of us got through junior high level of education, and that was good enough. At that point, you went and worked in a factory, you went and worked on a farm, and that was it. That was all you could pretty much expect. You needed to learn the very basics, and that was it. Sure, if you were a little more well-to-do, you might get that high school degree. And then you might be able to get an apprenticeship at the local accounting office or an architectural firm or maybe even an office job in a law firm or something like that. But that was about it. That was the best you could hope for. College was only for wealthy kids. And it was only for people who had money. And it was there's a lot of people in the Republican Party today that want to return to that level, that they want and they try to do it. Oh, well, I'm for trades. I'm for JUCO. I'm for, you know, community colleges. But maybe just everyone shouldn't be able to go to college. They don't like this because they want to create an elitist class system. And it's part of the racism that's in there. But it's also just about the wealthy get theirs and the poor don't. I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that exactly what Trump's tax plan was, to basically give as much money to wealthy people just because they were wealthy and make the rest of us pay for it? I mean, that is all Republican tax plans, isn't it? Give as much money as they can to wealthy people. The middle and lower class pay for it because you're filthy working class and you need to basically stay away from us, what rich people. And this is about creating a gilded class at the top at the expense of the middle and lower class. So, and it doesn't surprise me that that might be official policy that they're trying to put forward. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Welcome on in, Brad.
Yes, with all this hoopla regarding the Final Four, first of all, I just want to talk about sports a bit.
Okay.
And first of all, the Vikings will always break your heart. I do wish the men's basketball team, you know, luck on Thursday. But, you know, we should acknowledge the contribution of the Gophers women. And in particular, on Friday, we have the women's hockey team in the Final Four playing Cornell. And we also have the women's Gopher basketball team playing Northern Iowa. And we should also, again, acknowledge the women's volleyball and soccer teams. And again, we should respect and, you know, I guess support, you know, these champions and athletes.
No, I agree with you. I was reading a lot of in quick sports side topic. I'm going to follow up here on Brad. I was reading a little bit about the Gopher women basketball. And there are people who are saying, well, how did they finish with a better record than some of these Big Ten teams on the men's side, but they didn't get in? The reality is that the men's basketball, certain conferences are better conferences than other conferences. The Big Ten's a better conference in men's basketball. That's why they got, I think, 7 teams in. Ohio State made it in. On women's basketball, the quality of team is much better across the board. There isn't just one or two conferences that are good anymore. As a matter of fact, I thought it was a very good sign that UConn was not a number one seed this time around. I think that they are learning how to spread the wealth. I mean, still they have juggernaut teams and powerhouses, but they're just better programs nationwide. It's a better product. I mean, it really is. Overall, your chance of seeing a better game in women's basketball is, especially in the first round of tournaments, is far better than you're going to see on a men's game, because most of those games are pretty lopsided. So, A big salute to them. I feel sorry they didn't make the big dance, but the women's basketball team, but they got the NIT. They got a home game versus UNI, chance at a second home game if they beat UNI. Well, hopefully they'll be able to pull that off. 952-946-6205. So we have it was interesting. When I was in South Carolina, I got a chance to talk to this ultra conservative guy. Not hard to find those guys down there. And I asked him point blank, what have you guys done down here with election security? And without even batting an eye, he said, you know what? There are some things that are political. There are some things that are not. Foreign countries trying to steal our elections is not political. That is just – that's against the American spirit. We've put some bipartisan bills into place to try to make our elections safer here in South Carolina. And I said, funny story, in Minnesota, Mary Kiffmeyer, the senator there, has she put forward her conference committee nominees from the Senate on that election security bill?
That I don't know.
I don't know if she was purposely dragging her heels, preventing there from being a conference committee on this. Because for some reason, and when I explained this to him, he said, she's crazy. I'm not sure why exactly Mary Kiffmeyer doesn't want safe elections. And I know she'll come back and like, how dare you? No, you're the one that's dragging your feet on the funding. We have money out there for secure elections. We have a game plan to spend the money effectively and get our elections safer. But because you Republicans have just become the party of whatever the Democrats are for, we're against. You can't get out of your own damn way at this point. Pretty much every other state in the union, the Democrats and the Republicans have worked together to try to make the election safer. You're out there saying, we're not going to do that. We're just going to take part of the money and just hope. This is why, because I can tell you right now, the House members are not going to be for lesser money. They're going to want all the money for it. The money's out there. This is just it's insanity, and we have to start looking at the fact. And I brought up earlier, Republican tax policy is about giving as much money to the wealthy and making the middle and lower class pay. That's basically it. It's time for us to acknowledge the fact that the Republican Party is pretty much useless. It is as a functioning, governing, legislative body. They are the Republican Party of Minnesota is absolutely wasting our time. As the Democrats are trying to get through common sense bills that are populist, that are needed bills, they're out there complaining about fake hate crime reporting and trying to get rid of daylight savings time. That these are your big issues? You're just stupid. That's just stupid. Your policies, your ideas are just dumb. And here you are. We had two bills that came up that were both passed out of the Minnesota House yesterday. And lo and behold, and bills which really did not need any. Only morons would really get in the way of these things. Well, here comes the moron brigade. The Minnesota Republican Party does it once again. I'll explain what they did when I do return. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
The Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is the perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates and private dining room for parties available. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell, and we don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. So, once again, just the Republicans are worthless because they're, you know, even easy layups of legislation. There's federal dollars we can use to make our elections safer. Great. No, you guys are going to prevent us from getting the free money that we could get from the federal government to make our elections safer. Okay. I mean, they're just the party of no, and they are not worth anyone's vote. And I mean, really, there should be an all-out campaign by the DFL right now in their districts to basically dethrone all these guys. Because right now, and the question should be, what are they doing for you? What are they doing for you? Let me give you an example of this. Two bills came through. First of all, the hands-free device. Now, I want to really quick. There was a very good study a few years back in Europe which said that even with hands-free devices, that talking on the phone while driving is a bad idea. That it is basically you're distracted driving. It's a little less distracted, but you're still distracted because you're holding a conversation and the conversation is more important than the, you know, the driving. What has ended up, you know, so with me, and I think this is common for a lot of parents, we've told our kids, just turn your phone off, leave it in your bag, don't have it out, don't be tempted, just don't call, don't do anything. That's really the safest option. But they wanted to put out there a distracted driving bill, which, okay. Sponsor said the measure will cut down on distracted driving, save lives. The House approved the bill 106 to 21 with bipartisan support. Through the critics said it doesn't go far enough because it doesn't include tougher penalties for texting while driving, which is already illegal in Minnesota. You know, 21, seriously, 21 of you guys on the Republican side, 21 of you guys, you just, I'm going to be against it. Was it Lucero? I think it was Republican Lucero was like, this punishes people with older cars. What are you doing? Seriously, just, you shouldn't probably be talking on your phone while you're driving anyway. You're trying to find some way to turn Republican conservatives with an older car into a victim. Dude, you shouldn't probably be talking on your phone while you drive anyway. Period. This is an easy layup of a vote, and you guys can't get out of your own damn way. But this one was somewhat competent compared to the other one we'll get to in a second. Mike is in Columbia Heights. I want to get his call before we get to the break. Welcome on in, Mike.
Thanks. Sorry for your loss. It'll get better for you, I hope.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
We're witnessing teapot politics. I've been watching some of the committee meetings on television, and they're deferring a lot of things to the omnibus bill. and they came up with another anti-choice bill in contrast to the Democrats' bill. And what they're going to do is they're going to come to agreements, and they're going to hang the MCCL bill on the back of, or piece on the back of the bills, and they're going to push it through to the governor. And when the governor refuses it, or when they don't see it, they're going to start loading it onto an omnibus, and they're going to do the same thing, and they're going to grind our government to a halt. And then they're going to point to the governor and say he caused the problems.
Well, no, and I don't think the House is going to allow that to happen. I mean, once again, any bill comes out of the House has to, and Senate has to go to a conference committee if it doesn't match up. And so I don't think the House is going to tolerate that. And shame on the House Republican or the House Democrats if they allow a conference committee bill to go on with something like that, because that's all you're doing is exactly playing into their hands. You should basically say, no, this is a bill on hands-free cell phone use. We're not putting anything else on it. This is the bill. It's not a standalone bill. Send it on off. And that's what the House Democrats should be doing. And hopefully they will do that in conference.
Keep your toes and fingers crossed.
I will indeed. Thanks, Mike. I want to get back to the other bill, though, that came on out. We all – the story has come on out. The people that created opiates, the painkillers, knew they were horrifically addictive. They knew that this was dangerous to prescribe them. They didn't care. They purposely went and got people addicted to these drugs. They encouraged doctors to prescribe them left and right. It was god-awful. So we need to hold these people accountable because they knowingly – they sold legal heroin. That's what they did. They knew what they were selling. It's legal heroin. And they knew it, and they forced it down people's throats. So we put a bill out there holding drug manufacturers responsible for the state opiates costs. 94-34, once again, most Republicans voting against the bill. And apparently – now what happened with Kurt Dowd here? He was reading the paper?
Well, Kurt Dowd, he went on his grandstanding about how they need to use general fund money rather than taxing the pharmaceutical companies, which would make the bill temporary then. But after he did that, when people were responding, he just pulled out the newspaper and sat down in someone else's desk, not even his own, and sat there for about an hour reading the paper.
You should – if you are the Democrats, and I understand this, this is called premier trolling time – anytime Kurt Dowd comes up to speak, grab a newspaper and start reading it.
Yes,
you
absolutely
should. Every Democrat, if he – imagine how livid he would be. How livid he would be. That whiny little snowflake of a man. Well, I know – okay, man, it might be a term I really can't use there. But that clown, imagine how upset he would be if you did that. And I heard Nick Zerwas put out a whole bunch of amendments, too, to basically sound kind of like shield. Was it shielding the pharmaceutical?
Yeah, absolutely. He had about 10 of them, and he wouldn't shut up.
Well, that's the more you're around Nick Zerwas, the more you learn, huh? Oh, boy. Yes. You're worthless. You Republicans are worthless. You're not about helping Minnesotans. You're about protecting a handful of wealthy people and screw the rest of us. I'm tired of you guys. And damn it, Democrats, get into their districts right now and go after them. We're back to tomorrow. Till then, see ya.